So the next type of leader then is a democratic leader. So this type of leader is willing to discuss issues with staff and then delegate power and responsibility to them. So a couple of features of a democratic leader: they have trust in their employees, they delegate authority when they pass on the task, they discuss with others before they make a decision, and they use reasonable arguments to persuade others, so they don't use fear and intimidation. A couple of advantages of an or democratic leader: there's better decisions are made, there's less stress with the manager because he's delegated work, staff are motivated because the manager trusts them, and promotes staff initiative and entrepreneurship. So staff have the freedom to make errors and to give ideas to the manager, then it's better for the business. Disadvantage then, so slower decision making, and sometimes the qualities of the decision can be poor as well. So that's your democratic leader.